I want to start things out with a nod to the good folks at Cap to Cap and the tremendous work that's being done in the capital on behalf of the people in the region. And opening up the program, I want to start with Rob White of Sierra Energy and Erica Taylor from Golden One Credit Union. These are, by the way, veterans of the program and future chairs of the program. So a big, significant role to be played now in the past and even more so in the future by both of them. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program and welcome to a discussion with the Sacramento audience.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Thanks, John.
So what do you think? How are things going so far? What's on the agenda? What's the big goal? What do you want to accomplish as the program goes on?
Well, we're off to a really fantastic start. We have more than 200 meetings planned. We did more than 100 of those today. We have nearly 350 local leaders out with us, 80 of whom are freshmen, 50 of whom are elected officials. It's a fantastic start. We are off with a bang.
And what I mean, meetings, obviously, meetings could be productive or not so productive. What's the juice we want to squeeze out of this program? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, in each of the meetings, we've gone in with a set of policy asks and or initiatives and trying to make our local delegation as well as some of the agencies aware of the good news that's happening in Sacramento, but also some of the things that we could use some help on, some of the different funding opportunities for infrastructure, some of the things we need to continue to educate people. So each and every meeting has already a pre-planned objective, but also much of the meeting is just to really tell them about what we're up to.
And what, if you could kind of just think in your own minds, if you could each come up with, I don't know, maybe a couple, three particular issues that you'd like to highlight. We're going to be talking as the program goes on this afternoon, some things that I think have, one issue that has really arisen to the fore in throughout the Sacramento region is the homelessness problem. But what, for either of you or both of you, what do you see as pressing issues that you'd at least like to establish dialogue on? For the purpose of making some improvement into the future?
Absolutely. The homelessness issue is part of our priority issues this year. We are specifically asking for investment in people, and part of that is to seek funding to expand Pathways to Employment program, which provides employment to homeless individuals.
Very good. I'm sure water is always on the minds of people involved.
Yeah, that's a great one, John. In fact, we have a whole set of folks that are working on just those specific water issues, looking at the site's reservoir, looking for funding for food and ag, looking for flood control. And again, each and every one of these teams has done a good job in advance of not only identifying what we have going on in Sacramento, but then what are the things that we need help on? Again, sites is a great thing to mention. Of we need more water storage, and I think our federal delegation, especially our senators, are aware of that. But this is an opportunity for us to really specifically drill down on how that impacts us in Sacramento.
Yeah, obviously it's an area where we have foreseeable and very, very predictable problems. It seems to be cyclical and guaranteed that we are going to toggle between those years in which we, of course, we have many good years, obviously, but we also have those years in which we have a critical shortage of water, and those years in which we have, at least for brief periods of time, an overabundance of water, which becomes problematic. So it seems to me that there are opportunities to actually address both of those problems with the same solution. That, of course, would be water storage.
Absolutely. Water storage is a key to our flood control efforts there in Sacramento. And as a great example, we've seen how our efforts on this program several times in a row have resulted in additional funding for not only flood control structures by the raising of the Folsom Dam, improvements of levee and Natomas, but also, again, with this opportunity now to address, as you said, that flood control measure, but also water storage all in one solution.
All right, Rob. Well, you and Erica are both big shots in this program now, and you're going to be elevated to even greater stature. What do you think? What's the general mood and tone? You know, the other component that I think has such a profound impact on quality of life is the overall economy. And of course, the national economy is a bit slow in recovery, while I think the global economy is much worse off than the U.S. economy. But here in the Sacramento region, it seems as though there's a kind of a feeling that the things have gotten back to normal. What do you anticipate for the future, and how does that play into plans for what comes next for either one of you?
Well, I think that that's you know, the number of folks that we had join us on the program this year is an indicator that things are looking up. We heard some interesting research this morning from a speaker who showed us that the general feeling in the business community is that the economy is getting better. The economy is getting better. So that's definitely a feeling of the delegation. It helps add to the positive, you know, feeling of the trip.
So I assume that people are enthusiastic and anxiously awaiting opportunities to visit for the delegations to come together and visit with the Washington folks and come up with the best practices for the future. Is that a safe statement of where we are?
Absolutely. We have such an incredible story to tell, and people are excited to do so. I like to say if you could bottle the feeling that you get from cap to cap, we'd all be millionaires.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, I appreciate your time, both of you. That's Rob White and Erica Taylor, who will be playing an even greater role in this program in next year and into the future. So thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we're going to continue the conversation right after this. Don't go away.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As the